Beloved, as a child, I found out that the always being nice got me love and attention. And it was best not to make big waves. I had to come all the way to this Norwegian forest to learn how to create tsunamis, at least during dynamic. I also experienced that playing with fire is actually fun and makes me more alive. So many old dramas needs to be washed away and burnt. During the breathing session, my chest suddenly opened up. Sadness appeared and drowned in this soft and vast space. It was a space that could hold everything, a space of love and self-acceptance. I feel it's going to be a long journey back to my true nature. But I'm really fed up with doing what everybody else expects me to do. I'm so grateful to be here, to have this space, this self-space to explore myself, and to sit in your field of endless love and joy. Please keep on kicking me out of my comfort zone. After all, having a taste of the truth made my old comfort zone lose its sweetness. With deep love and gratitude, Ulrika. You have been there before, no, Ulrika? When is the first time?
11 years ago.
So you see, things take time, no? Now is your time. Now you have to embrace this space that is coming up. Nurture it, no? Because now is your own understanding. That's what I'm trying to give you, your own understanding, no? Nobody can give that to you. It has to come from the inside. Now we can start playing together. And who cares about the comfort zone when you know about the zone? Only those who doesn't know. You say, as a child, I found out that always being nice got me love and attention. It was best not to make big waves. That's how everybody grew up. Just be quiet. Just be silent. I had to come all the way here to learn how to create tsunamis, at least during dynamics. Yes, everything has to be relearned. And you don't know that, because society doesn't need free people, no? They need machines. They don't care about your heart and soul, they care about your body, because the body is useful, no? To work, to function. They don't care about your intelligence, your heart, your soul, your inner development. So that you have to learn. Nobody has taught you that. So it's very sad because you see who is running the world, no? It's the politicians. And the politicians are the most stupid or the humankind. You have different categories, but those are like the rats. They are running it. And what are they good, the politicians? Look at them. They are very good for ego fulfillment, for lies, for corruption, for broken promises, all these things. And those are the ones in charge. So that's why also the whole planet now is getting destroyed. Because man has lost the connection with nature, which means his own nature. Because we have forgotten we are part of nature. So it's been a big development in science, in technology, but we have totally forgotten to develop ourselves in the inner. And that has to become the new. Just silence, being in nature, will be the new that humans will have to come back to. Just simple things that they have forgotten. So if we had developed our inner understanding, our compassion, our love, our friendliness, then we would be in tune with nature. We would be one with nature instead of ruling it, of destroying it for our own gain, which will never be our own gain. It will be our destruction. And that is what is happening. So because we are not in tune with our true nature, we are destroying also the nature around us for personal gain, for money. So we're polluting the ocean, the rivers, the air. We are destroying everything, and we are destroying ourselves. Because it's impossible to do that if you're in tune with yourself, because then the inner and the outer are in harmony. There is no separation. Everything is connected with everything else. And then being very tricky also, there's some religions like Christianity, they say that humans are the peak of God's creation. So we should rule. But look how it went. Because we are not in touch with God. It's become a self-gain, no? So all this could change very easily if you had been part of nature, in tune with nature. But they have no interest. The masses have no interest to look at themselves. Look at yourself, how difficult it is to come back. And you are here at the right place. It's much easier to be unconscious than to become conscious, because you are so well trained. And you can't really listen to your inner voice, to your inner silence, to your inner heart. So that's why you're listening to the society, which is lost, who is not in tune. So everybody is brainwashed by society. The society doesn't need you being intelligent human being. By intelligence, I don't mean mental intelligence that you get in school. I mean an inner intelligence of seeing, of clarity, of knowing. So anybody who becomes more intelligence, clear, will see through those games and will not fit in the society. It will become an inner revolution, which the society doesn't need. As a child, I found out that always being nice got me love and attention. It was best not to make big waves. And that's what we are dealing with so many times here also. People don't want to make any waves. They are afraid to stick out, to lose the image that they are so nice. But that all the images is false. It has to go. And that can never happen if you don't have a trust and understanding that this is the right for me. This is what I'm here. I want to be real. And the masses, they don't have that. And even you, you have been there before, and not only you, but for most people, it takes time. Because it's tough to look at yourself. I had to come all the way here to the forest to learn how to create tsunamis. Yes. And this is the why it's a very mysterious place. These mystic forests, because even here it's tsunamis, no? It's a paradox. And that's exactly why you can make it, because here I create the wave. You are not alone. Alone is impossible. Here you are riding a wave of energy. All these people are together. And I'm giving good push for the tsunami. Then, in spite of you, who might be lazy, you might holding yourself back, you might be afraid, you might not understand. In spite of all these things, it happens. And then suddenly you find yourself that this wave have flushed you up to land, and then you realize, wow, what happened? I also experienced that playing with fire is actually fun and makes me more alive. It's really fun. And another thing with playing with fire is that you have to be very alert, because otherwise you burn yourself. But you can play with fire without getting burnt, and that is the art. If you are stupid, you get burnt. If you are unconscious, you get burnt. If you are conscious, then you can make magic tricks. It's like that. And that's another thing. I like to teach you how to be a magician. Or you can play with fire and it's not dangerous. Then you have to be very alert. So many old dramas need to be washed away and burnt. Yes. So many needs to be washed away and burnt. But when you see it, then suddenly you can support your own growth. That is one of the biggest changes, or one of many changes in your spiritual growth. That you realize you can support yourself. Because up to a point, you are resisting yourself. What I'm saying again and again, get out of your own way. Because we don't know that we are resisting ourselves. And it's layers and layers and layers where it comes up that you don't want to look. And then suddenly something happens. Then you see that, wow, this is amazing. And that gives you courage. That you are doing the right thing, because now you have the proof. And the proof is peace, happiness, energy, bliss, joyfulness, openness, lightness, silence. This is the proof that this is real. So many old dramas need to be washed away and burnt. Yeah, put it all on the fire. During the breathing session, my chest suddenly opened up, sadness appeared and drowned in this soft and vast space. It was a space that could hold everything, a space of love and self-acceptance. Yes. Because existence is much bigger than you, than your idea about yourself, your identity, is much bigger. So when you fall into existence, into yourself, what I call your natural self, then everything will go. And it's a space that can hold everything. soft and vast space, a space of love and self-acceptance. And that will give you the courage to go on, because now you know. You have something that is much more real, much more big, that is untouched by whatever you have been trained from society, from your parents, from your conditionings, from your own ideas. You are something totally different than that. You are free. You are vastness itself. You are love, you are compassion. Realizing that, you already have a distance. So then whatever happens cannot touch you in the same way. It is like things happen on the surface. Challenges, problems, ups and downs will still happening in this physical world. But you know that there's something else. Then you don't need to become identified with it. Whatever is happening. I feel it is going to be a long journey back to my true nature. But I'm really fed up with doing what everybody else expects me to do. Yes. Let it be a total change and you start doing what you want to do, which you maybe never have looked at in that way. And I don't mean what your ego want to do, what your personality want to do, but what you really want to do from this space of knowing, of love and self-acceptance. Then you will get totally different values. It will change everything instantly. Because now you are connected with something higher. So automatically, that which is lower will fall away. That's the difference of struggling when you don't understand it. Then you have to struggle slowly, slowly, step by step. If you can have an insight, if you have a realization, and that really you take it to heart, then it can transform it. Then your so-called blind habits, your conditionings, will fall away. That's exactly what I want to show you. It doesn't need to be a long journey when you have that. You just have to get rooted in that space of love and self-acceptance, where all sadness and everything that appears is drowned into this soft and vast space. And the challenge will always be when you go back to your so-called ordinary life. Because now you have changed, but people haven't changed. So now existence is challenging you. Are you standing up for your own insight? Are you standing up for your own realization? Or are you just falling back to your old, which is much more easy? Then you will also forget it. Slowly, slowly you will forget this space. You have to stand up for your own realization and integrate it into your life. Otherwise it disappears. Because you don't take care of it, you don't see the real value of it. And that's what happens many times on the journey. It's much more easy to be unconscious with other unconscious people. That's why in the East, in India, they always say that being with the master, being with the guru, you are somebody who is higher. Then your consciousness rises. Ordinary, you are just together with idiots, with unconscious people. So you stay unconscious It's normal to be unconscious. It's normal to be foggy. And you feed each other fogginess, your unconscious nature. But being with somebody who is more conscious, that is a challenge. You have to rise now. So always be with somebody who is higher. That will rise you. Otherwise, you have to play the same game as the unconscious people, as everybody else expects you to do. You will become one of them, one of the masses. Here I'm teaching you to be your individual self. And everybody is unique. That is much more difficult because you have to look at yourself to find out what is it I want. Who am I? And everybody is unique. There's no easy path. It's not the mass highway like the society. Like the soccer fans. Or the politicians, the red, the blue, the white party. It's not like that. That is for the sheep. The lions have to find their own way. And then the sheep is afraid of these lions. And that's exactly why they crucify Jesus. Because he steers it up. And even enlightened beings is totally different. The essence is the same, but the expression is different. Jesus was sometimes almost like a politician. He was getting very annoyed. He was getting very angry in the temple, throwing the money people out. A Ramana Maharshi would never do that. He would just sit there. Even if they broke his legs, he would just sit there. That is his expression of it. Gurdjieff was very, very tricky. He cheated many people in his life and did all kinds of naughty things in the rules of society. He was smoking, drinking cognac, cheating people, having good time. But he was enlightened. Buddha will never do that. The expressions are very different. Everybody is unique. But that's not what the society needs. They need everybody same. Just like a name and a number. Follow the rules, follow the family, follow the conditioning for generations. To break out of that takes a lot of courage or intelligence. So, when you say, I'm really fed up with doing what everybody else expects me to do, I'm very happy because that is the beginning. You have to be fed up. You have to be nauseated by all the things you've been eating without knowing what you eat. So only by seeing that will you stop taking it into your system. So it's this place of emptying out what you already been taking in. You have to empty yourself out now. And be aware not to take in more things that is bad for you. Don't fall into the traps. Don't play the games. I'm so grateful to be here, to have this self-space to explore myself. Yeah, that's what I'm giving you. and I'm happy it works. And to sit in your field of endless love and joy. Please keep on kicking me out of my comfort zone. Yes, but my legs is only that long. So it depends how close or how far you are. Because I won't come running after you. You have to come running after me. That is the art of being a disciple. The master maybe has to kick you, but you have to run to come close to the master to get kicked. That is true understanding. And if that is clear, then it's no problem. After all, having had a taste of truth, made my old comfort zone lose its sweetness. Yes. And that is my way of working on you. If you get the taste of something that is higher, then what is lower suddenly disappears. It's effortless. That can only happen. It's not something you can figure out or read yourself to. Or do pranayama and read all the women are from Venus and men are from Mars and all these things. No, it won't help you. Seven levels to enlightenment and nothing. It is an inner experience. And when that happens, everything is easy. You can drop all your books. The whole secret is there inside you. Make it simple. Having had a taste of truth made my old comfort zone lose its sweetness. Yes. Then you see, it's not so sweet. And that can never happen. That's why people are so afraid for the new. Because they have their comfort zone. They have their favorite soccer team. And they have their favorite bag of potato chips. And everything is fine. And they have their favorite beer or Pepsi Cola. And everything is fine. Don't disturb me. I know how it is to have a good time. I just feel so good. Just don't disturb me. I know it's World Cup. For weeks I can sit there with my beloved Coca-Cola and potato chips in my coach. That is the ordinary people. This is who is running our countries, our societies. This is what is normal. But I tell you, to be normal, what I mean by normal, which when you are your natural self, in tune with nature, unspoiled by all this conditioning, and your mind and expectations, your own and others, then you are ordinary. But to be ordinary in that way is the most extraordinary. Everything is upside down. To be ordinary is the most extraordinary. And when you are ordinary, in the way which is ordinary, then people look at you like you're extraordinary. Like I say, it's very, very easy. All the mystics say, so easy is right. But it's not easy. It's not easy for the masses. Why? Because they are not easy. They are really, really fucking difficult. So, getting rid of their difficultiness, their uneasiness, they become easy. But are they ready to let go of their difficulties, of their problems? That's the question. That only you can do when you understand that this is false. My comfort zone is not so comfort. It's not so comforting. And that you cannot get to if something like this doesn't happen, like it happened to you. You felt something and that gives you clarity, a clear seeing. No, already you're out of that. So what was comfort, the most beautiful, just yesterday, is totally changed. Then you needed your favorite soap opera, Sex in the City, and the soccer match, and all the things, and your favorite drink, and all these things, and Coca-Cola, and your coach. Then is the comfort zone. No, you can just sit by the river, peaceful, comfort zone. Or by a tree, or lay in the grass. And that's how it has to come to. Then you will get energy, new energy, from nature itself. Because you are open, energy from the outside can support you, both inside and outside. Now you, something will start seeping into you in a different level. Instead of stupid commercial and red, white and blue and all these things from the outside and polluting yourself with the nice Coca-Cola and all that. Just a little change, but you cannot get that if you don't have that inner realization. So that's very, very good. Now you find something else as your comfort zone. Because the old, and you can see now all over the world, that the so-called civilization and society and all these people who knows everything, it has totally failed. It's never been so clear before that this has totally, utterly failed. Never before so many people had been dependent on medicine. Never before so many people had been stressed. Never before so many people has been so depressed. Never before you have young children on antidepressive. Everything is fucked. So be very happy that you came to a new zone. That is my invitation to you. To come back to yourself. You have to know yourself. If you know yourself, then you love yourself. Then you become that creates, that love creates the compassion and understanding into everything in your life. If you don't know yourself, then how can you take care of yourself then? So the first thing is to know yourself. What you do in your life, Ulrika?
I'm doing graphic design.
Graphic design, no?
I've got three kids. I'm a mum also.
Yes. That's nice. you should just stay here now, but now you have responsibilities there now, so you take good care of yourself, okay? I will be with you, don't worry, okay?
As I fall into this embrace, I feel your arms extending into space.
You never know what's gonna wake you up or in what situation. Luckily here it happens in good ways. A taxi passenger You are just great. You laughed before I tell you joke. With Osho, he told many good jokes, and he had one guy there who was sticking even more out than somebody, because you had many crazy people there. But this guy was the Sadaji, he was the Sikh, big guy, and he was my good friend. I even took him with me to God in Osho's house because he was such a character. And I think I still have, we have some photos. I was dressed like a samurai and he was like a Maharaja because they have big beard and like that. And he used to have rainbow colored turbans. He was quite a character. And Osho said, it just reminded me now, that he is the only guy who laughs before the joke is told. Because as soon as Osho started, then he laughed. And laughed and laughed. He could hardly start, go on telling the joke. But here is even better. And my master would be proud of me, even better. That's fantastic. So in fact, we don't need a joke. That is the best. A taxi driver tapped the driver on the shoulder to ask him a question. The driver screamed, totally lost control of the car, nearly hit the bus, went up on the footpath and stopped a few inches from a shop window. For a second, everything was totally still and quiet in the cab. The driver said, "Look, look, man. Don't ever do that again. You scared the living daylights out of me. That was terrifying." The passenger looked at him, getting his heartbeat under control, apologizing and said, "I didn't realize that the little tap would scare you so much." The driver replied, "Sorry, man, it's not really your fault after all. Today is my first day as a taxi driver. I've been driving a funeral van for 25 years. Habits. That's what old habits, they are not needed. And all I'm trying to get you into the moment, there's no problem. But if you're carrying the past, it's terrifying. My God. My God, look at this. Yamuna loves strawberries also. Even in Brazil, sometimes she comes with the strawberries, but that is like an embarrassment. for the strawberry family. So even they look like strawberries, like, this is a strawberry. A mystic strawberry. What are you waiting for? Thank you. Beloved Master, since Italy, I felt like writing to you, but the mix between being embarrassed, protection, and the feeling that you already knew how I feel stopped me. I already know, but the important thing is that you put it out, because that is the way you get free of it. My knowing won't help your knowing. In one way it does, but it has to become your knowing. My unconsciousness combined with miscommunication ended up with receiving a feedback that came at first as a shock, but became gratefulness when it helped me to see my great fear of losing my image. Fear of being wrong and of disturbing such a magical happening. I'm deeply sorry to disturb in any way. Your fire burned very hot inside me, and it felt good, painful, and so good. My ego is so afraid of being exposed, so it hides my ugliness in every way it can. But I'm tired, because living a life asleep is not enough for me. So please, despite of the fear, keep polishing me. I want to live in reality and to be free. Thank you for showing me my stupidity again and again, and always with so much love. Love is the healer, you know. Love is what heals. So when you trust the love, then you are ready to go through anything. And I am love. So if you trust that, then it will heal. You said my unconsciousness combined with miscommunication ended up with receiving a feedback that came first as a shock. Yeah, it is a shock, because otherwise we haven't been doing the things that we needed the feedback, no? So that's why I say shock is needed. But most of the time, shock is shocking. It's something with shocks that is shocking. So then in that shock, either you can wake up, if there is trust, if it is understanding that this is to wake me up, or the ego takes it and you will contract. That is always the gamble. You never know how it will go. But then this shock became gratefulness when it helped me to see my great fear of losing my image. And that is my work. You forget that, because you are so in your image that you don't know you are your image. That is what image is. It's an idea, persona, like something false, like a mask. So it is shocking to take that away. You are turned back to yourself. But that I have to destroy all images all ideas of who you think you are. And the more you are with me and the more close you are, you understand that and allow that because you want to be free. If that is not clear, then it will be a struggle, even a conflict. But it's part of the game. It's part of this journey. It has to be like that. And I never do anything. You are doing it. It's just that now you have a mirror. Ordinary people don't have mirrors, so they never get reflected. They never get shocks. And in the normal society, everything is so dull and people are so asleep that nobody wants to lose their image. They want to contain it, so they play the games. And nobody is straight. Instead, they talk behind people's back. That we are very good at, to talk behind people's back instead of through their face. That takes more courage. But the shock became gratefulness when it helped me to see my great fear of losing my image, fear of being wrong. And all these things is why you are here. You have to lose the false to regain the real. Then you will be happy. Your fire burned so hot inside me and it felt good, painful and good. My ego is so afraid of being exposed. All egos are. Especially around here. That's another thing. The ego likes to show itself, no? But it doesn't like to be exposed. That is false. That is unconscious. But this is why we are here. You have to get rid of the false to become your natural self. And the more you cling to the false, the harder it will be. So all these things and these shocks and these reminders is helping you to get you more free. And if you have a sore, it's very clear that you have to keep it open in the sun and in the wind, and it will heal very quickly, no? If you have a sore and you just protect it and never give it any light, then it will get more and more infected, no? And you will become more and more afraid to expose it. Expose it, get it out in the open, then it will be healed and gone. My ego is afraid of being exposed, so it hides my ugliness in every way it can. That is the same with all egos, because no, don't ever think that my ego is special. No, all egos are ugly motherfuckers. And they hate to be exposed. They hate it. And they will get hurt and they get very annoyed and they get angry and they get jealous and they get projection. They, all kinds of things they have so they can protect themselves. But just trust. And that trust can only come out of that, what I call love. Otherwise, healing cannot happen. But I'm tired because living a life of sleep is not enough for me. Yes. That's what I just told Ulrich also. You have to be tired. You have to be fed up. You have to see it, what you have done. And just by seeing that, everything can change. new energy will come, new understanding will come, new delight will come. That now something real I can see. And you have to see again and again your blind spots, what is hindering you. So please, despite of the fear, keep polishing me. Thank you for showing me my stupidity again and again, and always with so much love. I don't show you the stupidity, I show you love. And not your stupidity also, I show you your love. The stupidity is just on the surface, the love is there, under. That's what I'm pointing at. Not at the stupidity. I don't have any eyes for the false. I see through the false and I see to the real. That is the love. And you have to remember, don't keep your eyes on the false, on stupidity, on ego, on fear, of projection, on image. Look at the real. Cut through it. Like it doesn't exist. Go straight to the real. I see only angels and love. I don't understand why you don't accept it also. I have to deal with these kind of things that you fantasize that you have fear, projection, afraid of being polished. Don't understand. What can I do? To have the chance to sit at your feet and follow you around the world is what makes my heart happy. Yes. And that's it, Anisha. I know. Follow your heart. And the heart knows where it's happy. No matter. And I love you so much at your feet, Manisha. Just learn and go beyond your fears. Everything has to be gone for you to just be natural, open in your natural self. Rumi says, run from what is comfortable, forget safety, live where you fear to live, destroy your reputation, your image, be notorious, not being fearful of being wrong. I have tried to do careful planning so long, enough is enough. No, try something else. I tell you, to be really sane, you first have to be mad. Everybody is afraid of going mad, no? Especially when you start losing your control. That's why nobody loses their control. You need some deeper understanding, a deeper trust, to allow your madness to go. That you don't need your madness. What I call the madness is your image, your ideas, your past, your conditioning. All this has to go. Then who are you then? Then you're just pure then, innocent again. Which is always there inside, waiting for you. But you're functioning out of all the other things that you have learned, that you think, your conditionings and your image, your personality. Who are you without all these things, all these ideas? Just pure innocent. Kabir says, though he is very near, he appears far away. And that is what makes you disturbed. Listen, listen to me. Only by the Guru is this confusion solved. Only by coming closer will this delusion be dissolved, that you are separate. In reality, he's very, very near. He appears far away. He appears separate. But he is you. Everyone can see in which way they have polished the mirror of the self. Which can only be done by the longing and the courage that gets ignited. This is hidden in you. This longing also is hidden. It has to be ignited for you to understand how important it is. In fact, that's why you are here, to wake up. Not everyone wants to be a king. A queen. There are different roles and many choices within each. Normally, they have no idea that you could be a queen, you could be a king. They don't know, you don't know what is inside. You are focused on the little things. You have many choices. And remember, as you change, your choices will be different. You have small choices, you have medium choices, you have 100 different kinds of levels of choices. But who is really choosing the real? Above all the little choices. You can think you have a very important choice. But the real important choice is to come back to yourself. Not everyone wants to be a king, a queen. But in fact, everybody wants to be. It's just that they have forgotten that they have a possibility to become. Then when trouble comes, challenge comes, one person packs up and leaves. Another stays and deepens in love and learning for being a human. This is how it goes also. Sometimes it happens here. Just one first little shock and persons leave. One shock and the arrogant spiritual ego runs. One shock, one person packs up and leaves. Another stays and deepens, goes deeper in the love of being human. That is somebody who has a longing, who understands, who wants to go through the fire. to be exposed, to get rid of the faults. Like in a battle, one runs fearing for his life, another, just as scared, turns and fight even more fiercely. This is the difference, no? Like in a battle, one runs, fearing for his own life. But if you are fighting something that is really worth it, this was the whole teaching of the great spiritual classic Bhagavad Gita. The whole thing that Krishna is teaching Arjuna is how to fight, how to go into the battle. One runs fearing for his life, another just as scared. Remember, just as scared. It's not like you're free of the fear, but in spite of the fear, turns and fight even more fiercely. It gives you energy. This is what's supposed to happen. Your will be done, so be it. May everyone have the strength and the courage to go into the battle, to fight the darkness and the unconsciousness, and unburden themselves of any unnecessary weight they're carrying, so they can be free and light and happy. Aum Shanti. Carry with you what is most important, that which helps you.
Jugatan